Ever feel like you're racing to keep up with the future of aerospace? I know I do.
Yeah, it's moving at like warp speed. Every day there's some new breakthrough or another.
It's a lot to process. So today, we're strapping in for a deep dive into the trends shaping the future of flight.
We're talking about the stuff that's going to define the skies for decades to come. And lucky for us, we've got the perfect guide.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
This fantastic article from Aviation Maintenance magazine, published in May 2024. It's like a crystal ball for the aerospace industry.
Okay, so let's peer into this crystal ball. What's the first big trend we need to be aware of?
Well, get ready for this. The new space race is officially on. And it's not just about billionaires anymore.
Wait, hold on. I thought the space race ended, like, decades
It
ago.
did, but it's back in a big way. And this time, it's about more than just national pride. The space market is projected to be a trillion-dollar industry by 2030.
$1 trillion. Okay, now I'm paying attention. So it's not just governments launching rockets anymore.
Exactly. We're talking about a whole new era of commercial space activity. And one of the biggest drivers, space mining.
Space mining, is that even a real thing? I thought that was just science fiction.
It might sound like it, but it's rapidly becoming a reality. We're talking about extracting resources from asteroids, the moon, even other planets.
Okay, now my mind is officially blown. What kind of resources are we talking about?
Everything from precious metals to water ice, which could be used for rocket fuel. There's even talk of mining helium-3, a potential fuel source for future fusion reactors.
So instead of competing for resources down here on Earth, we're looking to the stars.
Exactly. It's a whole new frontier. But of course, with any new frontier, there are going to be challenges.
Like what?
Well, for starters, who owns the rights to an asteroid? The legal ramifications of space mining are incredibly complex.
Right. We can't just go around planting flags on celestial bodies and calling them our own, can we?
It's not that simple. This article actually brought up an interesting development. The Artemis Accords. It's an international agreement that aims to establish some ground rules for space exploration and resource utilization.
Ah, so some kind of space law treaty. Do you need to be a space lawyer for that?
Something like that. But really, it's about fostering cooperation and responsible behavior in space. It's still a work in progress, but it's a step in the right direction.
Makes sense. But all this talk about space travel makes me think of fuel consumption. And with climate change being such a pressing issue, how does the future of aviation square with our need to reduce emissions?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And it's something this article really digs into.
So what's the verdict? Can we reconcile our desire to explore the cosmos with our responsibility to protect our planet?
Well, it's complicated. The EU estimates that if we don't make some serious changes, aviation emissions could increase by like 300% by mid-century.
300%. Okay, that's terrifying. So what's being done about it?
A lot, actually. One promising solution is sustainable aviation fuel, or SAF for short.
SF, I've heard whispers of this. It's supposed to be much better for the environment, right?
Yeah, SF is a game changer. It has the potential to reduce emissions by up to 80% compared to traditional jet fuel.
80%, that's huge. So why aren't we using it for all flights?
Well, there are a couple of challenges. One is cost drift. SF is currently more expensive to produce than conventional jet fuel.
Okay, that makes sense. What's the other hurdle?
Scalability. Right now, we simply don't produce enough SAF to meet the demands of the entire aviation industry.
So it's a promising solution, but it's not a silver bullet. What about electric planes? I keep hearing about those.
They're definitely part of the solution, especially for short-haul flights. Electric planes are incredibly efficient and quiet.
But there's always a but, isn't there?
The but is range. Current battery technologies simply can't power large aircraft over long distances.
So electric planes are great for short hops, but not so much for transatlantic flights. So what's the solution for those long-haul journeys? What's the industry banking on?
That's where things get really interesting, because it seems like hydrogen is emerging as a frontrunner in the race to decarbonize aviation, especially for those long-distance flights.
Hydrogen, huh? That sounds promising, but I have a feeling it comes with its own set of challenges.
You're right about that. Hydrogen might hold a lot of promise, but it's not without its drawbacks. One of the biggest is storage. Hydrogen is incredibly light, which is great for energy density, but it also takes up a lot of space.
So we're talking about massive fuel tanks. That sounds like a design nightmare.
It is. Traditional aircraft designs simply aren't optimized for hydrogen storage.
So are we going to need completely new planes? Like from scratch?
It seems likely. The article actually mentioned a company, JetZero, that's developing a radical new aircraft designed specifically for hydrogen power.
Oh, yeah, I think I read about that. What's it called?
The Z5. That's right, the Z5. It's a blended wing design, which basically means the wings blend seamlessly into the fuselage.
And that helps with hydrogen storage.
Exactly. It creates a lot more internal volume for those bulky hydrogen tanks.
Hmm.
Plus, the blended wing design is supposed to be incredibly aerodynamic, which means better fuel efficiency.
Okay, so we're talking about a whole new generation of aircraft designed from the ground up to run on hydrogen. That's pretty wild. When do they think this thing will be ready for takeoff?
JetZero is aiming for 2030. Ambitious, but hey, this is the future of aviation we're talking about.
True that. But it's not just startups like JetZero that are betting big on hydrogen, is it?
Not at all. The article also mentioned that Airbus, one of the biggest names in aerospace, is partnering with a couple of smaller companies, H2Fly and ZeroAvia, to explore hydrogen-powered flight.
Interesting. So what's their approach? Are they designing new planes from the ground up like JetZero?
It sounds like they're taking a two-pronged approach. They're working on developing new hydrogen-powered aircraft, but they're also exploring the possibility of retrofitting existing planes to run on hydrogen.
Retrofit existing planes? That seems like it would be a lot more challenging, right?
It definitely has its challenges.
Mm.
But if they can pull it off, it would be a game changer. Think about it. Instead of having to wait decades for a whole new fleet of hydrogen-powered planes, we could potentially start transitioning to cleaner aviation much sooner.
I see what you mean. It's like upgrading your old gas guzzler with an electric engine instead of buying a whole new car. That's pretty cool. But let's be honest, when it comes to air travel, speed is always going to be a factor.
You're telling me. Nobody wants to be stuck on a plane for hours and hours, no matter how eco-friendly it is.
Exactly. So what about speed? What's on the horizon for those of us who dream of zipping across the globe in record time?
Well, get ready to buckle up because it looks like supersonic travel is making a comeback.
Wait, really? I thought we were done with supersonic jets after the Concorde.
The Concorde was ahead of its time, but it had its problems. It was noisy, it was a fuel guzzler, and tickets were astronomically expensive.
Yeah, not exactly the most practical way to travel, even if it was glamorous.
Exactly. But things have changed. Technology has advanced by leaps and bounds, and there's a renewed demand for faster air travel, especially with passenger numbers expected to skyrocket in the coming years.
Makes sense. So supersonic travel is back on the table, but what's different this time around?
Well, for starters, the new generation of supersonic jets is designed to be much quieter and more fuel efficient than the Concorde.
Okay, that's good to know. So maybe no more sonic booms shattering windows.
That's the goal. And it's not just about reducing noise pollution. These new supersonic jets are also being designed with sustainability in mind. Some companies are even exploring the possibility of using sustainable aviation fuels or even hydrogen to power these supersonic flights.
Hydrogen-powered supersonic jets. Now, that's something I want to see.
It's definitely an exciting prospect. Imagine being able to travel from New York to London in just a few hours and doing it without harming the environment.
Sign me up. But hold on, how realistic is all of this? Are there actually companies out there building these supersonic dreamliners?
There are. This article from Aviation Maintenance Magazine specifically mentioned a company called Boom Supersonic. They're developing an aircraft called Overture, which is designed to carry up to 80 passengers at speeds of up to Mach 1.7.
Mach 1.7, that's what, twice the speed of sound?
You got it. And they're not just building prototypes. United Airlines and American Airlines have already placed orders for Overture jets.
Wow. So they're actually putting their money where their mouth is. That's impressive. But it gets even wilder, doesn't it? Because Boom Supersonic isn't just content with breaking the sound barrier, are they?
You're right. They're already looking beyond supersonic to the realm of hypersonic flight.
Hypersonic. We're talking Mach 5 and beyond. Now that's just next level.
It is. And there's another company, Hermias, that's also developing hypersonic aircraft.
Hermias? I've never even heard of them.
They're a bit more under the radar, but they're doing some really innovative work. They're developing an aircraft that can travel at speeds of up to Mach 5, which is 5 times the speed of sound.
5 times the speed of sound? That's insane. How is that even possible?
Well, they're using some cutting-edge technology, including something called a ramjet engine, the type of jet engine that's much more efficient at hypersonic speeds than traditional jet engines.
Okay, so we've got ramjet engines, hypersonic speeds. What else is new in the world of hypersonic flight?
Well, one of the big challenges with hypersonic flight is heat. The friction generated by an aircraft traveling at such high speeds creates an incredible amount of heat.
Yeah, I can imagine. So how do you solve that problem?
Hermias is using a combination of advanced materials and innovative cooling systems to manage that heat.
Sounds like rocket science to me.
It pretty much is.
Yeah.
But one of the most interesting things about Hermias isn't just their technology, it's their approach to developing it.
What do you mean?
Well, instead of trying to build a full-scale hypersonic aircraft from scratch, which is incredibly expensive and time-consuming, they're taking a more iterative approach.
Iterative.
Basically, they're building a series of smaller, less expensive prototypes that they can test and refine much more quickly. They've already flown their first prototype, which they call Quarter Horse.
Quarter Horse? Like the horse breed known for its speed.
Yep, exactly. It's a fitting name considering the aircraft's mission. Yeah. And it's a brilliant strategy because it allows them to gather valuable data and make improvements much faster than they could with a traditional development cycle.
So it's a faster, more agile approach to aerospace development. That makes a lot of sense. But let's be real for a second. All this talk about hypersonic flight, it's exciting, but it also sounds incredibly expensive, right? I mean, we're talking about cutting-edge technology, exotic materials. This isn't going to be cheap.
You're not wrong. Hypersonic flight is definitely a high-stakes game. But that doesn't mean it's only for the ultra-wealthy.
Oh. So you think there's a chance that hypersonic travel could become more mainstream?
I think it's definitely a possibility, especially as the technology matures and costs come down.
Yeah.
Remember what happened with computers? They were once incredibly expensive and only accessible to governments and large corporations. Now we carry more computing power in our pockets than was used to send a man to the moon.
That's true. So you're saying that the same thing could happen with hypersonic travel?
I wouldn't rule it out. And if it does, it could revolutionize the way we travel, connect, and do business around the world.
Okay, now my head is officially spinning. Space mining, hydrogen-powered planes, hypersonic travel, it's a lot to take in. But it's also incredibly exciting to think about all the possibilities on the horizon for the future of aerospace.
Exactly. And while we're on the topic of possibilities, let's shift gears for a second and talk about another game-changing technology that's poised to transform the aerospace industry. Artificial intelligence.
Artificial intelligence. What role does AI play in all of this?
Well, AI is already having a major impact on a wide range of industries, and aerospace is no exception.
I can see how AI could be used to optimize flight paths or maybe even design more efficient aircraft.
You're on the right track. AI is being used for all of that and more. But one of the most promising applications of AI in aerospace is in the area of maintenance.
Maintenance. That doesn't sound quite as glamorous as hypersonic flight, but I'm sure it's important.
It's crucial. Think about it. Aircraft are incredibly complex machines with thousands of moving parts. Keeping them in tip-top shape is essential for safety and efficiency.
Makes sense, but how can AI help with that?
Well, traditionally, aircraft maintenance has been a very reactive process. Mechanics would inspect planes on a regular schedule, looking for signs of wear and tear. And if they found something, they'd fix it.
Okay, so what's wrong with that?
Well, the problem is that this reactive approach can lead to unexpected downtime. Imagine a plane is grounded because of a faulty part. That means delayed flights, frustrated passengers, lost revenue for the airline. It's a lose-lose situation.
I see your point. So how does AI change the game?
AI allows us to shift from a reactive approach to a predictive one. Instead of waiting for something to break, we can use AI to predict when a part is likely to fail and then replace it before it causes any problems.
So it's like having a crystal ball for aircraft maintenance.
Exactly. And the best part is that it actually works. AI-powered predictive maintenance is already being used by some of the biggest names in aerospace.
Okay, so how does it actually work? Does the AI have, like, psychic powers?
Not quite. AI relies on data. Modern aircraft are equipped with sensors that collect a massive amount of data about everything from engine temperature and vibration to fuel consumption and flight patterns.
So we're talking about, like, big data for airplanes.
Exactly. And that's where AI comes in. AI algorithms can analyze this vast amount of data to identify patterns and anomalies that would be impossible for humans to spot.
So the AI is basically looking for subtle clues that something might be wrong.
Exactly. And the more data the AI has to work with, the better it gets at predicting potential problems. It's a continuous learning process.
So it's like having a team of expert mechanics constantly monitoring every single part of the plane, 247.
That's a great way to put it. And the benefits are huge. AI-powered predictive maintenance can help airlines reduce maintenance costs, minimize downtime, and most importantly, improve safety.
It sounds like a win-win situation for everyone involved. So, is this something that's already being widely used in the industry?
It's gaining traction quickly. The article from Aviation Maintenance Magazine mentioned that the global market for AI in aviation is expected to reach billions of dollars by 2031.
Billions of dollars. That's a clear indication that this technology is here to stay. But AI isn't just transforming aircraft maintenance, is it? I bet it's also playing a role in the development of these new aircraft we've been talking about, like the hydrogen-powered planes and supersonic jets.
You're right. AI is being used in every stage of aircraft design and development, from optimizing aerodynamic performance to selecting materials and even simulating flight tests.
So AI is helping us build the future of flight, from the initial design all the way through to maintenance. That's incredible.
It is. But AI's role in aerospace doesn't end there. It's also being used to improve air traffic control, enhance passenger experience, and even make flying more sustainable.
AI really is everywhere, isn't it?
It's true. And as AI continues to evolve, its impact on the aerospace industry is only going to grow.
It's an exciting time to be following the world of aviation. But before we get too carried away with all the amazing possibilities that lie ahead, we need to address a more serious issue.
What's that?
Well, all this incredible technology, all these advancements in aerospace, they all depend on one crucial thing. Trust. Trust that the aircraft we fly are safe. Trust that the parts they're made from are reliable. Trust that the systems that keep them in the air are secure.
That's a really important point. Trust is paramount in aviation, especially as the industry becomes more complex and interconnected.
Exactly. And unfortunately, there's a growing threat to that trust.
You're talking about counterfeit parts?
Sadly, yeah. This Aviation Maintenance magazine piece really dug into this issue, and it's a lot more prevalent than I think any of us would like to believe.
It's a huge problem, and it's only getting worse with these global supply chain disruptions we've been seeing.
So explain this to me. How does a counterfeit aircraft part even end up on a plane? It seems like that would be almost impossible with all the safety checks and regulations.
You'd think so, right? But it happens. These counterfeiters are getting incredibly sophisticated. They forge documents, create fake certifications, even duplicate holograms. It's scary how good they are at mimicking the real deal.
So you're telling me a mechanic, even an experienced one, might not be able to tell the difference between a genuine part and a counterfeit one?
It can be that tricky. And to make matters worse, these counterfeit parts are often sold through legitimate-looking channels, making it even harder to track them down.
That's terrifying. And we're not just talking about like a seatbelt buckle here. We're talking about critical components, engine parts, things that could lead to catastrophic accidents if they fail.
Absolutely. This article mentioned a case from just last year, 2023, where several airlines were forced to ground planes because they had unknowingly installed counterfeit parts in their CFM56 engines.
The CFM56, that's one of the most common jet engines in the world. If they can counterfeit parts for that engine, what's stopping them from going after other models?
Exactly. It's a wake-up call for the entire industry. We can't just sit back and assume this problem will go away on its own. We need proactive solutions.
So what's being done? Are there any ways to fight back against these counterfeiters?
There are some really smart people working on solutions. The article highlighted a couple of promising developments.
Okay, look what.
One is the development of a global aircraft parts register. Researchers at the University of Limerick are spearheading this project.
A global parts register, so like a giant database that tracks every single part on every single aircraft in the world.
Basically. The idea is that every part would have a unique identifier, like a digital fingerprint, and every step in that part's life cycle, from its manufacturing to its installation on an aircraft, would be recorded in this register.
So if a mechanic had any doubts about a part, they could just look it up in this register and see its entire history.
Exactly. It would make it much harder for counterfeit parts to slip through the cracks. And the best part is, this register is being designed with blockchain technology.
Hold on, blockchain, like the technology behind cryptocurrencies.
The very same. Blockchain is perfect for this kind of application because it creates a secure and tamper-proof record of every transaction.
So once a part's information is in the blockchain, it can't be altered or deleted, right?
Right. It's like a digital chain of custody that's virtually impossible to break. And that's exactly the level of security we need when it comes to something as critical as aircraft parts.
Makes sense. What's the other solution they mentioned?
Another company, SkyThread, is also using blockchain technology to tackle the issue of counterfeit parts. They're creating a system that tracks the entire life cycle of a part, from the moment it leaves the factory floor all the way to its retirement.
So it's like a digital passport for every single aircraft part.
You got it. And every time that part changes hands, that transaction is recorded on the blockchain, creating an immutable record of its journey.
So if there's even a hint of suspicion about a part, investigators could trace its history back to its origin and verify its authenticity.
Exactly. It would make it much harder for counterfeiters to operate and help ensure that only genuine parts make their way onto aircraft.
Wow. It's amazing to see how technology is being used to combat these threats to aviation safety. We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive into the future of aerospace. From space mining to hypersonic flight to AI-powered maintenance, it's clear that we're on the cusp of a truly transformative era in aviation.
It's an incredibly exciting time to be involved in this industry, that's for sure. And with all these incredible advancements, who knows what the future holds for the next generation of aerospace pioneers?
It's going to be a wild ride, that's for sure. But for now, we're out of time. We hope you enjoyed this deep dive into the future of aerospace.
And be sure to check out that Aviation Maintenance Magazine article we mentioned. It's a fantastic read.
Until next time, thanks for listening.